You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
Lori Prox here with Jillian Fleming, our next senior into the spotlight. Jillian, tell us a little bit about your plans following high school graduation.
As of right now, my credits are going to be transferring from Prince William Sound, and I'll be going to Colorado State University in Fort Collins.
All right, pretty awesome. How many units did you get out of the way at the college?
Almost got my associates, but not quite. Just missing some electives, I'm pretty sure.
All right, and any idea of a major or a career field?
I'm going to be going into small business / entrepreneurship.
All right, you're going to be on Shark Tank?
Maybe.
All right. And why that? Why small business?
I just really like, you know, how Rogues just integrates into the community. And I hope to kind of do the same thing. And I like being my own boss and find my own community and stuff like that.
Do you see yourself in Alaska?
Sure. Thinking about it, I really do like Southeast. So maybe somewhere down in the lower 48. It's not quite sure yet.
But you're getting out of Alaska for college. Why is that important?
I just feel like you have to leave Alaska to really appreciate it. I was born in Valdez, and I've been in Valdez 18 years. So it's beautiful, and I love it. But I just definitely think I need to see some lower 48 to realize that Alaska is the prettiest.
Yeah, and you were involved in a lot of things at school. Who are some of the people, some of the experiences that are going to be memories for you?
My favorite experience might have been basketball, especially my junior year. That was the year we got really close, everyone in the team, and it just kind of felt like a family. And then I've also this year been able to be president of National Honor Society, and our goal this year was spirit, and it was just really cool seeing like the whole student section come together, and that was just really fun at games, and that just kind of made a whole spin off of what we didn't have last year, so that was fun.
Best student section ever. That's all I'm gonna say. How has COVID-19 changed things for you?
Well, I recently had knee surgery end of January, so I was kind of already locked in my house, and then COVID happened. So the only real thing that was hard for me is that I already watched all the good movies, but I was just stuck at home some more. But besides that, just kind of things like not having a job this summer as of right now, and just kind of a money crunch is all I can really think of.
And as far as high school graduation, it'll be done untraditionally due to COVID, but I understand the kids are working on that behind the scenes.
Yeah, I was upset about it at first, but now it's kind of like I have something to tell in the future. That's unique to everyone else, so just kind of seeing the bright side of it.
This is Lori Prox here with Sam Norris, a senior at Valdez High School. Do you feel prepared to go out into the world?
Yes, I do.
All right, what are your plans?
I'm going to be attending Barber School in Spokane, Washington at the Paul Mitchell School.
Nice. So how did you come up with that?
I don't know. I've always been interested in, like, hairstyles and good haircuts. So I was looking around and figured out I wanted to cut hair for a living. I know Spokane pretty well, so.
How do you know Spokane? Do you have relatives?
Yeah, I have a lot of family down there, so I just knew about the place.
And you've been quite involved in pep band and different sports and activities throughout high school. What are some that you're going to really hold close to your heart, and what lessons have you learned from those?
Probably football and music. I don't know, probably just try to have a lot of fun as much as you can. And at the end of the day, it's just all about how much fun we're going to have.
Who are your mentors? Who's shaped you throughout your high school career?
I would say probably my football coach, Mr. Chadwick. He was a big influence. I liked him a lot. Probably my parents.
All right. And do you have any advice for young kids?
Yes, do activities. It's a lot of fun. It's not fun to not be doing any of those.
And Sam Norris, you are a graduate of COVID-19, a little bit different experience for the high school graduates not being able to attend in-person school the last month of their education. So how has that affected you?
It's whatever, it's different, but I don't think it's really hit me as hard as it hit some other people. I'm just excited to move on.
Is there anything you've learned from COVID-19, either personally or watching others?
I don't think so.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Altness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.